Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back live in Los Angeles for the Errol Spence Jr. Sean Porter fight, thanks to Fox Pay-Per-View, who is setting everything up. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Champion versus champion when Errol the Truth Spence Jr. takes on Showtime Sean Porter in a world championship unification bout at the Staples Center right down the street from us. And that is Saturday night, 9 o'clock Eastern on pay-per-view. You can order it right now. It's also available on the Fox Sports app. Sedano is here with me.
Hey.
Jorge Sedano, Hialeah Zone.
Yeah.
And Crowder is back in the studio in El Portal.
And they left me, George. Wishes... They left me.
I know. I was going to say, why aren't you here?
Oh, I got to do high school coaching, and I do the Dolphin stuff, so I had to stay back.
Oh.
Had to get those checks, George. You know me.
I know. Listen, I know you well. I mean, Delaware Chicken Farm's still cashing those. I know.
You ain't lying.
Sorry,
you ain't lying.
All right, before we talk, I want to talk a little Heat with Sedano and Miami in general and
yeah.
L.A.
Yeah.
But let's get headlines quickly with Alejandro Solana. Whoa, breaking news?
Wow.
We never have the breaking news music.
We do have some breaking news. According to ESPN, Jennifer Lopez and Shakira will be the halftime performers for the Super Bowl in Miami.
Ooh, all right, okay, I'm with that. There was some talk about who the halftime performers would be, Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. That says Miami to me. I think it's a, you're shaking your head no. You don't love it.
It's okay. It's fine. I would like to see more of an urban feel to it. And maybe you got to throw Pitbull in if you're having a Super Bowl halftime.
Oh goodness, George!
You got to throw Pitbull in.
Crowder hates on Pitbull. I think Pitbull's such a great story, and I think he's a good representative.
Yeah. And by the way, neither Jennifer Lopez or Shakira are from Miami.
Is that so?
Yeah, Jennifer Lopez is from New York, and Shakira is from Colombia.
Well, they're Hispanic,
though.
So we'll check off those boxes. We'll check off those boxes,
yeah.
And we'll move on. All right, what else you got in the headlines there, Solana?
Tonight, the Florida Panthers host the Tampa Bay Lightning at the BB&T Center. Puck drops at 7 p.m. The Miami Marlins play their—
That's preseason hockey, by the way. I think that's fair to point out. It's preseason hockey.
Preseason hockey. My apologies. Yeah. Tonight,
all
the
right.
Marlins—
I mean, listen, you could have told me it was playoff hockey, and I wouldn't have known.
Well, that's why I wanted to mention it was preseason. I think a lot of people don't— Now, it starts next season. NHL starts next week. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Next week. But, yeah, you said it almost as if it were a game tonight. I want to make sure people realize it's preseason still.
The Marlins play the final game of their four-game series, Crowder,
that
versus
the
New York
Mets. That is not postseason. That is not postseason.
Finally, it's their
that
last
is,
game. Mercifully.
Actually the end of just a brutal season. What else, Solana?
Not their last game of the season, though. They do still have one more weekend series this upcoming week, but it's the final game of their four-game set versus the New York Mets. That game begins at 7:10 p.m. tonight, Thursday Night Football. The Packers host the Eagles. As we talked about last segment, that line is down to -4.5 in favor of the home team, the Green Bay Packers.
All right. Anything else?
And finally,
take the Eagles plus
you
the
like
money.
It? We were just Crowder and I are leaning Packers on this.
Eagles plus the points.
And finally, today is the second National Pancake Day of the year, and a
what?
Recent poll found pancakes are America's fourth favorite breakfast food.
Is that so? Okay.
Behind what?
I'll bite. Okay. Let's figure this out here. I'll bite. I want to get to Sedano here, and we got to get to Omar.
Yeah,
and Darren
well, no, but you
Ravel
can push
hour.
Omar Kelly and Darren Ravel back for me. Who cares?
Let me think about this.
That's swine, baby. Gotta well, be that it, pig.
But are we talking about entrees or are we talking about side dishes?
Bacon.
Here?
Bacon's gotta be in there.
It's whatever's on your breakfast plate.
Okay. All right. Then bacon is number one.
Yes.
Yeah. And then eggs.
Eggs, right? Number two.
Yeah.
Toast, number three.
Maybe waffles. Waffles beats a pancake now.
Do waffles beat a pancake?
I prefer a waffle over a pancake, yes.
Yeah. They have the little cups that catch the butter in those little cups and the syrup. Yeah. There's its own little – it maintains itself.
Yeah. All right, well, what is the list, Solano?
So you were all wrong. It's Solana, by the way.
Oh,
you were all wrong.
My bad.
Because eggs was number one.
Well, we said eggs, maybe not number one. But
right,
we said
but you all
we said bacon
unanimously
we
said bacon,
bacon
number one. Yeah, bacon not even on this on the top four.
What?
Sausage
what?
Number two.
Sausage over bacon?
No,
sausage
that's
number
ridiculous.
Two. Yeah, and toast.
Ridiculous.
Toast number three ahead
so we got
of
two
bacon.
Out of three.
Yeah, toast ahead. All right, there you go. And you got weather, Solana?
Yeah, weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in SoFla, it is currently 88 degrees and partly cloudy. There is a 10% chance of you experience rain today in the South Florida area. Wind is coming from the northeast at 12 miles per hour. Currently, 0 inches of precipitation on the ground.
You can visit Solana, Brian Norcross over there. How long have you lived in Miami?
All my life, Georgia. Born and raised in Dade County, Papa.
Now,
sure he says SoFla just to annoy me.
I was going to say, there's
and so I don't
nobody,
bite anymore.
Nobody,
I don't bite anymore.
Nobody says SoFla.
Yeah, we all say so. You know, George, you've lived out in L.A. for a while. I don't blame you for not knowing. Everybody says SoFla down here now in SoFla.
Oh, I see.
You didn't know that. Everybody says
clearly
that.
I've been gone too long.
All right, who's your sponsor for weather?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and a two to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
All right, there you go.
Am I on both stations right
you
now?
You are on both stations.
Right.
You're part of the Hockman and Crowder simulcast.
There
and like
go.
I was saying before you were coming on, you were on both stations back in the day, just at separate times.
Yes.
But yes, you were.
Back then, they wouldn't allow us to be on at the same time.
You are part of the Hockman and Crowder simulcast extravaganza. Because we're so loaded up and we're here in Los Angeles and Crowder's back in the studio, let me just bounce a couple Miami Heat things off you because the Heat are going to introduce Jimmy Butler tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's going to be his first press conference.
Yeah.
And there's also this social media banter about Chris Paul potentially being traded to the Heat and maybe them stretching the contract so that it's not as huge a hit each season as it is. Let me start with Jimmy Butler. How much of a difference is Jimmy Butler going to make on this team this coming season?
Jimmy Butler, in my opinion, is a top 15 player in the NBA. You can actually make the case that he's anywhere between, in my opinion, 12 and like 20. I think he's closer to 12 than 20. And I know that ESPN ranked him 21. Sports Illustrated ranked him at 11. I tend to side with Sports Illustrated more. I think he's better than a lot of the guys that were on the ESPN list, including Russell Westbrook at this stage of his career, including CJ McCollum, et cetera, et cetera. However, I think that there are some limitations as far as his game. Like, he's not a great three-point shooter, but I still think I'm very bullish on the Heat overall. I think the Heat could be a 3 or 4 seed in the Eastern Conference. I think the last time Eric Spoelstra had any semblance of a player that was this good was 2016 with Dwayne Wade, and they won 48 games that year. Now, I think Jimmy, at this stage of his career, may be a better player than even Dwayne was in 2016. So I am bullish that the Heat are going to be a top 4 seed in the Eastern Conference. I think the Nets, if KD doesn't come back, which I think seems to be the plan, aren't going to be as good as people think. I think Indiana isn't going to be as good as people think because Victor Oladipo is going to be out more than I think people understand. I think he's going to be out a couple of months. So I'm big on the Heat. They now have a team that fits. They have a team that doesn't have a logjam anywhere. And you've given Eric an opportunity to now coach another really good player. Again, a top 15 player. And I think that that bodes well for the Heat.
George, 3 in the East. Who's the studs? We got Dragic, Jimmy, Justice, Bam, and Kelly. That's a 3 seed.
Well, don't forget about Tyler Hero.
Look, I do think that it's about the way they can play as a unit. I don't think it's necessarily this. It's more the sum of the parts, Crowder, than anything else. I think Bam Adebayo is a guy who's continually ascending. I don't think he's like some Heat fans who are crazy who think he's the next Giannis Antetokounmpo. I'm not going that far. But I think he's better than Clint Capella, for example. I think he's way better than a guy like Clint Capella, who was tabbed as part of a big three in Houston not that long ago. So I think he's better than that. I think Winslow is still an ascending player at 23 years old. So I think those guys, along with Jimmy, you're talking about three guys that are going to be defensive focused, right? That Miami's defense is going to be fantastic, and now they've got a guy that can close games. The biggest problem, Crowder, that the Heat had, I thought, last year, outside of kind of the jumbled mix of the roster, was they didn't have somebody that could finish for them. If there's anything we know Jimmy Butler can do is finish. Go ask the Bulls, go ask Minnesota, go ask Philadelphia. I mean, Jimmy Butler, Crowder, was a guy last year in that series against Toronto. He was the biggest reason as to why that series went seven games and why it took a miracle shot from Kawhi to beat them. He averaged 22 points a game, seven rebounds, and six assists, and that's with the best defensive player in the game draped all over him. I'm telling you, this team is much better than you think.
You're high on this team.
They're not better than Philly. They're not better than Milwaukee, but they're the next best team, I think, of that next group.
Do you think that they improved more in – trying to think of the other East changes. Well, I guess – Brooklyn, obviously,
and the subtraction of Hassan Whiteside. So Hassan Whiteside was a disaster for this team.
Right.
Both from a financial perspective, both from a locker room perspective, and obviously from just the style of play that Eric Spoelstra wanted to play. So now you've got two centers in Olynyk and Myers Leonard who can stretch the floor, right, who are pretty good passers and can do other things that Hassan Whiteside wasn't capable of doing. And those are just the guys that are going to back up Bam Adebayo. So they've got a center rotation now, I think, that works. So a power rotation that works with wing players that clearly are showing that they can perform. I'm not writing Dragic off just because he had one bad season off of maybe some of the worst injuries that he's had. Now, I don't think he's ever going to be the guy that the Heat traded for a couple of years ago, but I still think he's a very functional top-line type of starter in the NBA.
I'm in Los Angeles. George Sedano from ESPN Los Angeles is sitting with us. You'll be on Around the Horn today?
Yeah, just finished taping it.
All right. And tomorrow as well?
Tomorrow as well.
All right, there you go. So you can watch him on Around the Horn. What about your Lakers here in L.A.? Like, they need to do something with LeBron, right? And so they add AD. That seems to be like what? That is that a championship roster?
Before I get to that, you asked me about Chris Paul. Here's my quick
thought. Oh, right. You're quick thought. Because Heat Nation hates it.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it, except if – and I haven't done the math, so I don't know this. But if Pat Riley can still get a max slot in 21, or the summer of 21, then I'm for it. But that's the only way. If he can find a way to keep maximum cap flexibility for the summer of 21 when Giannis is available and Beal's available and KD potentially could be available, Kawhi could be available, Paul George could be available, LeBron could potentially be available. When that summer comes around, as long as he keeps space for a max player, I don't care who else he has on the roster, as long as he's got one more max slot on the roster. So back to the Lakers, speaking of LeBron. Yeah, I think their window is now, Hawk.
It has to be, right?
Yeah, I think LeBron probably has two more good years, like peak LeBron years. But you're running out of time here because as he gets older, it's only going to get more difficult for him. There's a little bit of slippage as far as the speed. He's still strong as an ox, and he's just so much more savvy than he ever was. And he can still see the game, I think, better than anyone else as far as making guys better. But, yeah, that window is closing. So you've got 2 years max, but I actually think they need to win this particular season. And you haven't seen a lot of that in the NBA where a team gets thrown together and they win quickly. The LeBron teams haven't done it, whether it was with Miami or Cleveland. You have to go back to that Boston team of Kevin Garnett, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce, and the parts fit really well there. Now, I do think him and AD fit unbelievably well. He might – look, think about Anthony Davis is basically Chris Bosh on steroids, more athletic, a better defender even than Chris was, and Chris was the best pick-and-roll defender in the league those last several years in Miami. And I also believe that just he's a guy that could just do more overall offensive game. He can handle better than Chris does. He's not an initiator of offense, but he can do that much more than Chris did. So I think their window is now because the Clippers, who also have a short window, because as I mentioned, all those guys can opt out, are younger, and I think they've got a more cohesive unit right out of the gate.
I was going to ask that, George. I don't know if they're the best roster. I don't know about, you know, team, but roster. I think the Clippers have more players, youth or not youth. They have more players on their team, right?
Yeah, I think, like, if we're doing 1 through 12, I think the Clippers have a better roster. I think that what's going to swing the balance of power, Crowder, interestingly enough, between those two teams is Andre Iguodala. Where Andre Iguodala ends up will propel one of those two teams over the other. If the Clippers get him, then all of a sudden you've got three guys that you can throw at LeBron in a playoff series. Iguodala, Paul George, and Kawhi. And if the Lakers get him, their biggest Achilles heel, I think, is perimeter defense. They've got Danny Green, who is getting older, even though he's still a very good defender. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who's not old, but he's a role player who plays good defense. Anthony Davis plays defense. But on the perimeter, they lack some guys who can initiate offense like Iguodala and play good perimeter defense. So depending on where he goes, I think that could swing the balance of power between those two teams. The Clippers probably have more ammunition to make a deal. I don't think the Lakers necessarily do. The Lakers would have to hope for a buyout situation.
George Sedano is with us as I'm out here in Los Angeles. So Omar Kelly's listening and texted me.
Well, he can wait.
He said, push me back.
Okay.
I'm a huge fan of Sedano. So could you do one more segment with us?
Yeah, of course. I got as long as you want.
I do want to ask you about the Dolphins tankathon. And I know a lot of people in Miami, they like hearing your take on what's going on in Miami. So what we're going to do is going to take a quick break here.
Thank you, Omar.
Sedano will stick with us in the next segment, and we will continue talking some sports with Sedano, a very familiar voice on this station. We're back live in Los Angeles. Crowder's back in the studio in El Portal. And Sedano is sitting in with us here. Possible that Errol Spence Jr. is going to join us in this segment because he's right near us. And obviously we're here for the Spence-Porter fight. So if he's going to pop on by, Sedano can stick with us and we can talk about the fight with him.
Yeah, he had a good win off against Mikey Garcia recently.
Yeah, and I believe he's a huge favorite on Saturday night, but this should be a big fight. I mean, Staples Center, are there a lot of heavyweight fights or welterweight? This is a welterweight division.
Yeah.
A lot of big fights at Staples Center?
Deontay Wilder was the last big fight in December, yeah.
How does boxing do here in L.A.?
Oh, but L.A.'s a boxing town. I mean, Oscar De La Hoya has a statue outside of Staples Center.
Right.
So, yeah, it is a big combat sports town, whether it's boxing or MMA. They love it around here.
Well, Errol Spence Jr. and Sean Porter, it is Saturday night on pay-per-view. You can also watch it on the Fox Sports app. And we're in Los Angeles. Crowder, again, back in the studio in El Portal. George Sedano sitting here with me. Quickly, the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Situation, your take on what's going on there?
I think they're doing the right thing. They should have done this like 15 years ago, it feels like. They should have done it for Andrew Luck. That's what we were all clamoring for back then. And I think I know it's rash, but the Philadelphia 76ers did something that was this rash. And people can argue about the results, but now they've got guys on this roster, and two guys particularly, that are top 15 players in the league. And that gives you a chance to win a championship. So if the Dolphins get themselves in a position where they can compete for the AFC crown again, especially with Brady aging, I think that's the move, man. Like, you got to do it right, and you accumulate picks. That's how you do it. You build through the draft, and then you accentuate through free agency.
And you have to hit on the picks,
sure,
too, right?
Sure.
Yeah, you have to hit on the picks.
Right, but you need picks are – they're not a surefire thing. Crowder, you know this.
Yeah.
They're not a surefire thing, so you need as many as possible so that way you can try to get as many hits as you can get.
And, George, but like you said – Sorry, the NBA.
Whoa.
Right,
you
got me. Got me a
throat,
second ago.
Crowder.
I ain't been talking for a while.
Man.
Y'all were doing it. George, the NBA does this a lot more than the NFL does. How does it affect the fan base? Because the NBA, you've seen an NBA a lot more than we have.
Oh, I mean, look, the fan base is going to hate it. But I think that in the NFL you can fix it quicker because the Dolphins, as we've seen, have a bleep ton of picks. And the other thing is they're going to have $140 million in cap space. So they can make this thing turn around quick if – they hit on the picks. If they get to whoever they want in the draft, then they can at least be on the right path.
All right. Sedano is sitting with me here in Los Angeles. Crowder's back in the studio in El Portal. And now Errol Spence is sitting down with us at the broadcast table.
The champ is here.
The champ is here. And there's a huge fight, obviously, on Saturday. And I guess I would ask you, I mean, how amped are you for Saturday?
I'm really amped. You know, it's been a long training camp, 10 weeks, a lot of press tours and things like that. You know, finally it's fight week. I'm 2 days away from finally getting on and become unified champion of the world.
There he is.
So let me ask you this. You win against Mikey Garcia, and I think that, look, I picked you in the fight, but I think what surprised people the most was not so much that you won the fight, but how many people bought the fight. Because you know in this game you could be great in the ring, but you got to bring the business side of it too. And you outsold Amir Khan and Terrence Crawford and that particular fight by more than almost 3-1 in that situation. How did that feel? Because the business side of this stuff certainly matters.
Oh, it felt good because, you know, like you said, for me to fight my second time on pay-per-view, You know, the business had to be right. And, you know, a lot of those, I call them the guys in suits. A lot of guys in suits with the briefcases, they typing in the numbers and trying to see, okay, how did this do? How did that do? Because, you know, if it don't make sense, you know, they're not going to do it because they're not trying to lose money because then their boss is going to be mad. So, you know, for me to fight my second time on pay-per-view in a row, you know, that means a lot. That means I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, you want to be the outside draw. I want to be an icon of the sport. You know, Floyd left, so it needs somebody to fill that space. And I think I can be that person to do it.
And at the Staples Center, by the way, that would be a pretty good place to make your mark. If you want to be that next guy, like, that's a pretty good place to make your mark. And you're a huge favorite on Saturday night. Does that get into your head at all, or you're just going out there to take care of business?
I'm just going out there to take care of business. You know, a lot of people tell me that I'm a huge favorite, but I never went on there and looked. You know, people just keep telling me I'm a huge favorite and he's a huge underdog. But at the end of the day, you know, we both have to fight. If I take anything for granted, you know, he's a tough guy. He come forward. He's a champion too. So he can easily, you know, upset me if I'm saying, oh, I'm 9-1 under. He's a 9-1 underdog. I'm going to win easily.
Errol Spence Jr. with us here. Can I ask him a quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. The fascinating part about you is you're so technically skilled, right? But you've got this amazing ability to have this knockout power when you need it the most. And it didn't happen with Garcia, but he's the first guy since, I think, 2010 to last the whole fight with you in that situation since you've been going 10 rounds. How do you kind of measure yourself as far as when to go in for those power blows?
For myself, I just kind of know. I think it's kind of like instinct a little bit, you know. I kind of refer to it as, you know, like a predator, like a lion or someone, you know, in the wildlife when they have that instinct and when to pounce on their prey or when to attack them. So, you know, it's just instinct. I've been in the gym for a long time, you know, 6 days out the week, and it's just reparation in my mind and everything and all the sparring sessions. I just know when to jump on somebody or when they hurt or, you know, I can kind of tell or feel the energy level when they're getting weaker. So, you know, it's just something that just naturally occurs.
Errol Spence Jr. is with us. Do you like Sean Porter?
That's a good question.
We don't really have nothing in common like that, but I mean, he's a cool guy.
I've seen him; he seems like a cool guy. But do you have to hate someone to get like? I remember Tyson, you know, talking about, you know, going in there and that, you know, you just got to get in that mindset of hating that person. Like when you fight, do you have to hate your opponent?
No, I don't have to hate my opponent at all. We can both be in the locker room together, talking and chopping up and laughing, and then 20 seconds later, we're inside the ring and we're fighting each other. And I'm trying to knock his head off, so. I mean, I don't have to like you or dislike you. You'd be one of my best friends, but, you know, I'm not going to want to lose to you. I hate losing. So,
he's kind of an ugly fighter. He's not stylistically great like you are. My guess is he's going to want to try to make this thing unconventional. How do you kind of counter that?
The main thing is just stay focused. Stay focused and, you know, stay to the game plan and keep your composure. That's what made Floyd so great because he always kept his composure no matter, you know, what was going on. You know, he always stayed focused and made adjustments. So I'm looking to make, you know, great adjustments, keep my composure, stay listen to my coach and just stay focused. And I feel like, you know, I'm going to win easily.
Spence Porter, Saturday night pay-per-view from the Staples Center in Los Angeles. Thank you for making time for us, champ. I know you're busy, right? I mean, they're running you around. You want to be in the gym, right?
Yeah.
You're going to eat an In-N-Out burger before the fight, or lay off that?
After.
In-N-Out will slow me down.
Yeah. After. Get a little plant-based meat. That's what you want to get.
Errol Spence Jr. will take a quick break, and we'll come right back on Hockman and Crowder.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.